Today is December 29th at Phyllis's house with Phyllis, Nick, Lori, Susie, and myself. And the topic we're discussing is our premonitions and what our elders used to say.
Old timers used to say.
There you go.
Old timers used to say that. I'll say it in a little bit. Mihala punchik not kuraluko dan nunachput aslochto. That's how come our land is changing.
Mess around with the moon too much, that's why the world is changing.
But why do you think, what do you think they meant that we were bothering the moon?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Rockets, anything.
Because the moon was a real sacred thing. Mm. I mean,
not to stare at it. I don't know why. Mm. There was one guy in Ohio who used to get kind of, you know, crazy. I don't know how to say. He wasn't crazy. It just happened every month on the moon, full moon. He used to get crazy. You know. I don't know why.
Well, that I believe. Uh-huh.
Next one, then. Capchan.
Grisha. Oh, yes, sir. No.
Grisha Hochdesta.
Kostya. That's how our preacher did do in Kaguya. The moon, while he was sleeping, the moonshine.
Oh, yeah.
Hit him.
And they used to tell us not
to. Your priest?
They used to tell us not to sleep, well, let the moon hit our face.
Side.
Huh. But they didn't tell you why exactly.
You're just going nuts.
Well, it's interesting because what you're saying here, and then the American Indian, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The same strong feelings about the moon and the ties to it and
mm-hmm.
all of the myths associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wish we knew more why.
Are they myths, though?
That's it, are they?
Mm-hmm. Or is there some truth to what they're saying?
Well, you're seeing it. It's coming true.
So do you think that these weather patterns, the changes are from the abuse we've done to the moon,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Or to the ozone layer, or
probably the whole universe, you know,
uh-huh.
ozone.
Being too much out there.
Yeah.
That might be true. We have a lot of junk.
Shooting rockets out. You know.
Interesting.
I heard there's a lot of rubbish out in space now.
Oh, I'm sure there is, with every mm-hmm. country trying to
floating around.
And maybe those electrical fields that they're pulling from or something are affecting the moon. And I was telling him about Swen Hawkinson Sr. And I'm just sorry we never recorded him in him telling about the premonitions that his father and grandfather talked about, the light or the fire someday being on a ceiling inside, which was electricity coming, and then just all the different things. And one particular is how the population would change. One day there'd be more white color than there would be the darker color.
Mm-hmm.
And we just never, and I don't know, maybe Fisherman recorded some of those things, but he just had a number of those that were told to him.
That's why I'm trying to put out what I remember, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. All the time. Mm-hmm.
So you remember more?
No, not at all.
Not yet. But when you do, hold the thought until she can get her recorder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my grandma tells a lot of what the elders used to say in
Really?
Garlic. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
She talks a lot about what they used to say, and she shakes her head, too. She says, how they knew. How did they know?
I know. And they had no education.
Yeah.
In the sense that we think of education, yeah. But I don't know. They were just...
I mean, they were...
Smart.
They were gifted, I guess. Yeah.
Any of them who... Trilingual, you know, we're having a hard enough time just learning this, and they spoke three different languages.
Right.
I could have spoke three languages if I kept on in Russian.
You probably would recognize it, though. If,
yeah.
Because you speak Russian, or you understand it, don't you?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa was a Russian.
Put this on. Mm-hmm. He prepared me for when he died.
Oh, really?
When he go and he passed on, he prepared me for that. And how come I cope with it again?
How come what?
And how come I cope with, you know, being alone? Because he used to tell me what to expect.
And you were the only child, the only one. Did you know your grandfather?
Yeah, by the curb, yeah.
And he was pretty... Did he tell you and explain a lot of things to you, or just tell you mostly?
Tell me.
Tell you, didn't explain. They just weren't good at explaining.
All in a notebook, you know.
Oh, that's great.
And he used to tell me, so it wouldn't have been more... People, don't turn away from your fellow man or other people. Never turn away. When I went to Manishkam, I didn't want to go, but he urged me to go. He said, you know, maybe I could make a better life for myself or something, I don't know. But a month later, he passed away. I was in my next room. Oh boy, that hurt.
Oh, I'm sure.
I had nobody. You know.
Yeah.
And Herman Andrevich, he sent a telegram to my next room, and he got sick. He went to me home right away because my dad is really sick, and those principals and advisors in the dorm, they were talking about me. I heard. Yeah, they just want to get your dad, want him home, I think, to Chapwood. Well, that hurt me. You know. Talking about me.
So you didn't go, huh?
Mm-hmm, I didn't come back. A couple of days later, another telegram was gone, and they told me they were sorry. Yeah, right.
So they didn't send you home then because of their thoughts. Mm-hmm. They didn't really believe he was that sick.
No, they didn't believe. They didn't telegram. They just thought, they asked me first, did you ever tell your dad you want to go home? I told him, of course. Of course I want to go home.
Terrible. So you never went back to Mount Edgecombe? When you went home for the funeral?
He bared no harbor. He had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
When they got him here, it was too late. You know, there's no planes them days.
Mailboat
mm-hmm. Chuyak.
Oh, wow. How old was he when he passed away?
46.
Oh, my age.
Well, that's one good thing about the progress, the health care has gotten better. I mean, other things have slipped away, but at least the health care is, and the availability is better. But at what cost, huh? So you never did go back to the school then? Mm-mm. How old were you?
14.
My goodness.
I've been on my own since I was 14. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a rough life, you know. But I never let that bother me. Oh, this thing, maybe it was meant to be, you know, just making the best of it. Mm-hmm. Because my dad, the way he used to talk to me, and he used to tell me he loved me all that. You know, that's what pulled me through. Mm-hmm. And how come he should say, Nikolaiki Sin, mm-hmm. only Nick. they used to call him that, and Akiaki Sin, they didn't call him Lezan.
How old was your mom?
When my mom died, she was 24.
Wow.
TB.
TB took her.
I remember all that, because we were in fishing camp that time. Water was nice, just, water was just like glass. It was raining, just big rain. You know, you could see me, you know. Oh, and then my mom keep telling my dad she wanted to go to Akiak. It's really bad, she wouldn't quit. Finally, he decided to take her over. Next morning, I woke up, she was gone. She wanted to die then. Well, I didn't know she was dead, you know, I didn't know. I don't know how come my dad was crying. I woke up, I was holding her.
You were holding her?
Yeah, she was dead on it.
And that was tuberculosis, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot who were sick with that, huh?
Yeah, a lot of them died.
My eye was popular before.
A lot of them died from that.
Uh-huh.
You know Philip Rostopka? He died from that. He was a big man. He used to be a reader in church.
Who was that one?
Philip Rostopka. Boy, he used to have a good voice, especially Easter time, you know, midnight mass. He had that real deep voice, and boy, just women, you know, real high. Boy, he used to sound good. He used to sing good. Nastasya, Adiyutasya, Anastasia Horsovich. She had a real good voice.
Now, can you sing some of the starring songs, or you know some of the starring
mm-hmm.
songs?
Sometimes I ought to sing by myself.
Oh, well, we're going to have to record you too.
I forgot a lot of words, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Father wants to have a big crowd for starring this year. Uh-huh. As many, you know, that will come mm-hmm. to star, especially the older.
Sometimes
older
when I used to go to church, when they sing, I just like this something just.
Who is Helen,
you know,
Mother?
Hot. Mm-hmm.
That's
feel so.
I know.
Who?
Helen.
She's in Karlik. She'll come in for starring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. She talked my mom and grandma into going starring this year.
Oh. Because
mom knows all the songs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
From Karlik?
I don't know.
Oh. She used to be Skvortsov. She married into Carl Malutin. He died some years ago with cancer. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, my mom, my dad even sings. But I know what you say about that feeling that just,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Because it's coming when you're singing, yeah. you're singing from your heart. Yeah. You're being, that's what I call being anointed. You're feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit.
And it's a good thing he doesn't care about the tone or mm-hmm. you can sing or not. Because my brothers and sisters all play musical instruments and sing beautifully, but Raj and I, it's very sad. So I always stand next to somebody who can sing, who can carry a tune.
But you learn the tune.
Yeah, but you got to hear it, and that's, you know. So when Father John Remember John Zabinko? Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful voice, both he and Matushka. And they were just able to carry, you know, just beautifully. So, yeah, it was fun with them too, because they were able to make that sound and you could follow them. So. Mm. But it'll be fun this year because Father's really become enthused and has learned a little bit more about the Russian side. So last year he didn't know any of them, didn't know Russian. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
My shoes.
Yeah.
Shoes are on the
top. See. So
they're going to test me how they're going to do it. They did an anchorage first. They get it back down and they send me home for 1 week and I had to go back. When I was coming home, I was sitting there. I just had that feeling somebody's going to sit by me. Some lady, and I see the Eskimo lady coming in. I bet that's her. She came right to me and sat by me. Don't know why. Why I knew. And she started talking to me what was wrong. And she told me, she said she had a lot of problems with her spine. Pain, some bad pain, and her sister's in Nome, I guess she was from Nome. They pray for her. Told her to have faith. Ever since then, she never hurt.
Oh.
And she told me, "You meant to pray for you? Pray for you?" She told me, "Yeah." Put her hand on my shoulder and prayed for me. Told me to have faith. After that, I wasn't scared to have operation.
Oh. Sometimes it's all it takes.
How did I know that it was her that's going to sit by me, you know, of all them people?
Huh. Just the right one at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
That's that premonition or that ability you have.
Yeah.
You get those too, Phyllis?
What?
Those knowings? You know when something's going to happen?
I used to.
Mm.
My daughter always. Still like that. But my leg always tells me. I hate it when I do that.
Mostly the weather.
Sometimes somebody's gonna die. Boy, I hate that when I do that.
Your leg lets you know that?
Twitching.
Really?
Your grandpa, my grandpa was his grand, I mean, godson. He baptized him.
I knew my grandpa was gonna die.
You did?
Yeah, I knew when Joel Viskovsky was gonna die too. She passed away one evening. I had a really hard time sleeping. I kept thinking about her. My mom called me the next day and she's like, she died. It's like, gosh. And same thing with my grandpa or my dad taking me home. And I was like, no, he's going to die tonight. He's going to die tonight. I want to be there with him. No, you could see him tomorrow. And he died that night.
Wow. Do you ever feel that way since then or about different things?
No, not really.
Uh-huh.
Just those two, with my grandpa and then my best friend. She had leukemia for a long time, and one night I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about her, and I told my mom the next day. She called me from California. I was like, I was so restless last night. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking, and she's like, well, you know why? I think it's because Joel died last night.
I remember you two when you were just little and the best friends in that new life. Uh-huh. Yeah, she used to come, and then both of you.
She's a good friend, really good friend.
She got cancer real, just young.
22
when she got it. Mm-hmm. And where are they now?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting, though. Mm-hmm. Really interesting. I've never heard anybody say that before, that they knew when somebody was going to die. Never again, though. Not even with my dad.
Really?
No, he didn't. When he passed away, we had been in the hospital with him for a while, not really leaving with him, just reading him the Bible. I was trying to read him the Bible a lot. And we had left the hospital.
Before I was small, my dad used to get mad at me.
Sorry.
When somebody's going to die, I used to hang on to his legs and cry, just scream. He used to know somebody's going to die, sure enough. But I never knew who it was going to be. I just had that sin. He used to tell me, Nikolai's hard to look.
That's what you were saying, Teresa, we all have it. It's just that some are more prominent than others. Others can pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's special. I think that helps with the healing and helps with, you know, the sometimes going through it, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad was pretty good. He was a quiet guy.
Yeah.
He was funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those witty kind of guys.
I always cry when I talk about him.
That's
sorry.
All right, no.
You don't have to feel
no.
sad. A shame of it.
Oh, why? Is that an appointment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gina, somebody's going?
She has an appointment.
For her?
Oh, uh-huh,
okay.
Kenna.
Okay.
I'm going to be hard.
You going to
walk her?
No.
That's okay.
That's all right.
You guys.
That's all right. We're finished.
Today is January 11th. We're at Florence's house with Nick, Lori, April, Susie, and myself. 2007. Okay, you're on.
Nugaskem kaligak dumyagak. Gatpiam kali gatum yakke. Gatpiam kali gak sihka. Gatpiam kali gak sihka. Gatpiam kali gak sihke. Akwa Dumyakki. A kalikak dumyakkik. A kalikak dumyakke.
Now putting it down last night.
Siki.
A kalikak. Siki. Kwakarigak. Sigak. Sigak. Kwakarigat. Kaligat. Sike.
Koyana.
Stay stubborn, but how
today
would you...
is January 12th, 2007, at Sophie's house. It's Sophie, Susie Malutin, and myself, Teresa Carlson.
How would you
Achidach Domok Glove?
Julie Achidemok Adochtachta.
Michael J.
Kaitchili Achidemok Adochtachta.
Achidach Domok?
I'm asking a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kaitchili Achidemok Adochtachta.
Who is?
Michael J.
Who is Michael J?
Fox?
Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm asking, why is he always wearing a glove?
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
Kaichali.
Kaichali. Kay and Charlie.
Adoch Tachta.
Why is he always wearing? Kanga nakluaka. This Tim, I don't know what he's doing.
Pijiling wa kenachtok. It's just being.
Say that.
Pijiling wa kenachtok. He's just making fun or.
Pichi is what?
Pichi
is
doing something.
Doing.
Pichiling wa kenachtok. It's just doing it for the heck of it.
Oh,
or yeah. Something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For fun.
For fun or just for the heck of it.
What word is fun?
Nunanik.
Nunanik. But did you use that in the sentence? Mm-mm. No.
Pichiling.
He's just.
So it's
just being
to get attention,
something like that.
Pichiling,
pichiling wakenachtok.
Pichiling wakenachtok. Wow,
it's just doing it for fun.
Pichiling nachwachtok.
Pichiling wakenachtok.
Pichiling wa kenachtok.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, today is January 15th at Florence's house with Nick, Lori, April, Susie, and myself, Teresa. More on transitive
verbs
and sentences.
Yes.
Okay, Juden. Are you sure?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. So these are all he or she is doing whatever. First one is tucha. Tucha, he is picking it up. Chicha, she is putting it down. Tumiacha. Or is it tumiacha?
Would you like some tea, April?
Yeah.
Tumiaka.
That was wrong there.
Would you like some tea?
So we're just doing that. Sure. So tumiaka, she or he is holding it. Sungchaha, he is healing him. Ikihta, she is opening it. Paducha, he is closing it. Ihuha, she is buying it. Purchasing it. Kuhmacha, it is continuously biting him. Tangha, he sees it. Imicha, she's filling it. Imecha, she is emptying it. Nita, she hears him. Malichkacha, it is chasing her. Nuchukwacha, he is feeding her.
Good.
Ni maki xianga akwak.
Maki li huamni.
Maki wis. Wait. Maki wisumni. Maki xianga akwak. At my former banya, I banyaed last night. Because that shook. Usually you put that on like a person's name if they're, you know, the late so and so, a person who died, the former blank. But if you put shuk, you could also use shuk, the suffix for like my ex-wife or my former teacher, as long as you make it obvious they're still alive, because the normal assumption would be that they're someone that passed away. But then if you use it for like my former banya, then there's not that problem.
Is that double L-U-K?
Double L-E-K.
You need to pack me up. Yeah, took that up. Doing tea as usual.
Yeah.
Sensitive sahsa, he just said
yeah.
I was thinking of trying nuhuk kwaha today.
He is feeding her?
Yeah, or she is feeding it.
try to do both of those patterns that we did. Remember how last week we were doing, she is feeding him, she is feeding them two, she is feeding them three. And then I'm going to try to do the opposite. She is feeding one, the two are feeding one, and the three are feeding one, like we just did on Friday. Mm-hmm. This will be easy to make confusing, so I'll try to see how it goes. Okay. Achanam chachliak nechuch kwacha. Achanam chachliak nechuch kwachak. Nechuch kwak. Nechuch kwak. Achnam chachliat nechuch kwachat or nechuch kwat. How do you say it?
Nechuch
kwachay. Oh no, nechuch kwachay. You're right. Okay. So nechuch kwacha, nechuch kwak or chak. So you could say it either way? Okay. Nechuch kwachay. A quack, achnam, chachliak, nechuch quacki. A quack, achnam, chachliak, nechuch quack. A quack, achnam, chachliat, nechuch quacki. Okay, so that's our first pattern. Nutan achnak chachliak nechuch kwacha. Achnak chachliak nechuch kwachak. Achnat chachliak nechuch kwachat. Pingayun achnat chachliak nechuch kwachat. A quack achnam chachliak nechuch kwaki. Nechuch kwaki. A quack ukuk achnak nechuch kwa geek. A quack chachliat. Achnat chachliak nechuch kwa geet. Geet nechuch kwa geet. Okay. It wasn't as bad as I expected. Who wants to go next?
So chachliat is what?
Chachliat is the babies, or babies.
Well, cause
yeah, they don't have it in there. It's C-A-R-L-I-A-Q for one.
C-A-R-L-I-A-Q.
Cute. Yeah, and uswilchak is usually for child. They usually use it for child. So in here, this one they usually use for child.
Okay, that's, I'm not sure the pattern, but or what sequence you took them in, but we'll give it a shot.
Now, before we go any further, did you notice the root of feeding him? Nuch. It's just like nuchuk. But the kwa in there is, I think literally she's causing him to be fed. That's the literal breakdown. Because when you find kwa in other words, that suffix, it's usually like when you're doing something to somebody else or you're helping them do
That's Q-U-A.
K-W-A. Like, or, what's another word that has that kwa in the middle? Sukwaha. She's giving birth to him.
Mm-hmm.
So she's causing him to be born.
Mm-hmm.
And then in nahukwaha, she's causing him to be fed. So it's kind of that same pattern. If you have that kwa in the middle of any word.
Is it causing or helping?
I guess causing. Because you could probably use it with negative words too. Like, I don't know what. Sometimes I have trouble coming.
It's not giving him food to eat. Giving him something to eat.
How did the fish caused him to be sick? You know, he didn't just eat. She caused him to eat. Or, you know, so that's what the kwa can be used in any word where you could...
Positive or negative.
Yeah.
So the fish caused him to be sick is nechach kwaki?
That's she caused him to eat.
She caused him to eat.
Yeah, because so, nechach is the root for eat. But kana is the root for sick. So if you said ikashum kana kwaha, right now the fish made him sick.
Kana kwaha is like it caused him to eat right now. And the ki is
in the past.
In the past.
Yeah, just like these.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Giving him something to eat.
It's a way of making an intransitive verb, like just eat or get sick, to make it have both a subject and a... Because if you just say, he got sick, then it doesn't give you a chance to say who made him sick or what made him sick. And if you just said, you know, the baby ate, you're not really showing how the baby ate or he got born...
Who warned him?
That gives you a chance to show who gave birth to him by saying, you know, she, suhkwaha. Because, you know, like, suhlianga, I was born, nunyami in Old Harbor. If you said, you know, suhkwaginga, she gave birth to me.
Mm-hmm.
Suhkwaginga, that's the past tense, she to me. Then, you know, you could say, ma. Suhkwaginga, my mom gave birth to me.
Just so it changes. Just by that little suffix there.
Yeah.
That's a suffix and not a post base.
No, a post base is what it is. Well, see, the complicated thing when you talk about post bases or suffixes, a suffix could be, all post bases are suffixes. But not all suffixes are post. Yeah, so a suffix just means anything.
After.
Yeah, a suffix means anything you put on the end of a word. But when he says post bases, that's something that'll change the meaning of the root. It'll add a meaning to the root, and then you still need to put the right ending.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually when we talk about suffixes, we're talking about the ha, or the ki, or the duk,
mm-hmm.
or the tugut, or whatever ending you need to do based on how many people you are doing it. But I like that kwa. I always try to, when I hear a word with kwa in the middle, because I'm also, when we were doing the alphabet poster, we couldn't find many words with KW. And Jeff Lear was like, you should do suhkwaha. And I was thinking, well, what kind of picture are we going to use for that? So, I don't remember what...
Just what we just did.
Okay. So, nutan chachliak nechukwaka. Chachliak nechukwaka. Chachliat nechukwanka. A quak chachliak nechukwaka. A quak chachliak nechukwakuka. A quak. Chachliat nechukwakenka.
Ah,
Kinga. Today is January 15th with Florence, Nick, Susie, April, and myself, Teresa. More on intransitive verbs or transitive verbs.
Okay. So we're doing today. Okay. Achnam nita chachliak. Achnak nidak chachliak. Achnat nidat chachliak. Akwak yesterday. Achnam nishki chachliak. Achnak nishkik chachliak. Achnat nishkit chachliak. A quack.
Language Club, January 17th. Like with nice. Susie, yeah. There was a last Barbara, video. Catherine, uh-huh. Mary, Judy, Helen, Irene, Fred, Coyle, Florence, Nina, Nick, Clyda, Julie, and Dennis, and April, and myself, Teresa. We have a bunch of people today.
I follow you anyways.
Practicing for the CD.
Thank you. Kadem amar
She said she would be low.
We did that.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
We did.
In April.
Did we sing Rajasthra?
No, she could sing that new Dakushwa Akyan style.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Which one is that?
Yeah, I wanted to. That's why I said I was going to look here.
Which one?
I wanted to listen to her.
Oh. Come on, I love you more.
Should we sing that
Padmajaka
again?
Yeah.
The first verse?
Or don't you sing it again. I
just
can't. Okay. So we're going to try it again, and this time do the first. We'll do the first verse again at the end.
It's I felt sad.
Yeah. I just misspelled it. Okay.
Echet Majaka is in Majaka Ad Hochstapangan Talumagan Nahlujikan Chestun Kanugamken Majaka Tunil Kiwamna Akwam Yatini Kawahraman, Kawangum Nitum Yakungen. Domi Estraman, Alakumoma, Ima Sukhyana Kiawacha. Maka, Kissin Majaka. Atokstapanga talumagan Nahlujika chestukanukamken Majaka tunipuamnuk.
Oh, that's good.
Imakchunakyatuk
She said there's a second verse.
There's a second verse?
About it, that when the Russians came and they were taking the men out from the village, Ike Dalek, and the men, they took the men because they know how to hunt sea otters, and they took them in. Then they don't even know if they'll see him again. Siliku was his name, I guess, Nick, you know. Siliku. Selikov, his name. He was a Russian guy, one of the guys that got left in Akhya. And then he made that song because he watched the ladies sitting in the beach crying and using the end of their dresses to wipe their nose. And they're just singing there, and then some of them just fall asleep. And he, when he's, and then there's another one he sang in Russian, though. I never learned that. Spasilni Volnami, that one. When he sang that, he used to cry. He used to cry that every time he sang that, because he felt sorry for the ladies that got left. And they took their men away, and they never seen them again. He used to just make us cry when he tell that story. We were going to school then.
Used to sing that.
The ones in Akiak that knew it, they, every time they sang it, they just cried. But I wish we could understand it then. Well, it must have been sad for them to take care of it.
Underneath
Silent Night.
It's on the Silent Night.
Akaklu Mary. Mary. Huh? Rashami Alutidam Lachta. He led Jain Man Uni Jimakatam Burnup. Analaska Manukam Buddhist Homalotan, Electricatan, Electamapalotan. Young Homango from Sili for some Korean after. Sad,
yeah. Korean trophy, hard book, Kasagam. Magan aluti tula halogi. Toko halogi bitnil kada the other or the field or anything. Toko halogi
kada do not toko kana halogi.
Nuli hit tulogi patam tan huam lakso na sakrima.
Rufi, you remember Rufi? Yeah?
Yes.
His son Rufi, or he raised him, I guess. Rudy Cohen, I guess. It was Walter Cohen. He must have been Walter Cohen's brother.
Yeah.
He must have raised that old man, and then that Rudy Selikov, he was telling us, he must have been telling, he understood Russian a little bit. And then he must have been telling some of the people that the sad part was that old man, when he sing, he cry, was after they're done with the men, they just kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Or just leave them in the land like that. Man, that must have been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just take their ladies. In Karluk, I remember somebody having Sakhar Kika and what? Sakharka?
Mm-hmm.
And Sakhar Kika. That's the only way I know them. I don't know their real name.
The
stayed way inside.
Yeah, that was my uncle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nunalia.
Alagaya was her, his wife's name.
Yeah.
What was their name?
Sakharal Payak.
He used to tell stories.
Up in Nunalia, what is it? Nunalia?
Yeah, where we stayed, remember?
Uh-huh.
Up there, now, where the new homes are now.
Yeah, down below.
Oh.
The beach.
Yeah. I remember the place, but I don't remember the people. He's the one that Sakhar Payak. He's the one that used to tell my mom and dad stories. And I used to speak Aleut only before I started going to school and understood. And I must have been 5 years old or more because I understood last what he was saying. And then I asked my mom how come he cried. And she said, no, I don't want you to know, I want to know. I told her Nalu. Then she said, after they're done with them, and they just trade their wife.
Mm-hmm.
They leave their wife and take a little lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Safaki said that one of them was her Ilak.
Oh.
And they said they were, and they said they were really, really young then. Really young. And then my mom's mom was a Russian lady too. Took my mom, my mom's dad's wife from him and left. The Russian lady left her behind.
Hello, teacher, she's too old.
Yeah, it's in the book that I told Ken to read.
Huh.
If he doesn't read it soon, because I was reading it and halfway done. Mm. I got that real old book of Russia.
Really?
Russians, when what they were doing, you know,
story
from
book.
Down the chain and all the way, how they were killing the Aleuts, you know.
A story book?
Yeah,
kind
with a hard top. I don't know where my nephew found it, and he gave it to us. It's a real old one.
Mm-hmm.
The story she's telling now is on there.
What's the name?
Simeon Eggnard had one too.
She said Ken is reading.
No. He said Ken is reading.
That's what she
said. Oh. And he always played Mrs. Seller. Remember Mrs. Seller? No.
She tells me the title
teacher.
I might remember.
Mm.
You knew it, Kaida?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
We used to sing it when I was going to school.
Oh, really?
Sometimes the Santa Claus would come in through the window, sometimes from upstairs or from the door. Every year he'd come in from different place.
Yeah.
It's good boy.
Oh, run them up, yeah.
But this is Albert. Let's sing an Albert.
Well, did Irene bring her guitar today?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if we could practice the unuku with the guitar.
You have a big guitar today, Nick?
I don't know, like, that's what we have to do.
Okay.
But you didn't bring that picture, huh?
No.
You play the guitar too, you know?
I thought about this the other day.